WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Bible is coming to some public schools in Texas. The state school board approved granting schools the option of basing lesson plans on the Christian Holy Bible.
The vote by the Texas State Board of Education followed days of debate and refinements from the publishers of a teaching package called Bluebonnet. Critics say the materials refer to Christian Bible stories at the exclusion of other religions. The state school board, which has drifted to the right in recent years, has approved the curriculum for kindergarten through fifth grade starting in the 2025-26 school year. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In his first interview since withdrawing his nomination for Attorney General, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz told the Charlie Kirk Show, payback for helping oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker last year helped torpedo his nomination. Hyundai and Kia are recalling 208,000 late model electric vehicles. This is ABC News. ABC's Alex Stone says a man is under federal indictment in Oregon, charged with trying to skirt sanctions on Russia.
57-year-old Sanjay Kalshik of India was arrested in Miami last month and now has been indicted in Oregon for allegedly exporting aviation components from the U.S. to Russia for use in civilian and military aircraft. A DOJ task force called KleptoCapture, which focuses on enforcing sanctions on Russia following the invasion of Ukraine, put the case together. Kalshik is accused of buying navigation parts that could be used on military helicopters and claiming they were going to India, but they were being funneled to Russia. If convicted, he could get 20 years in federal prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Thessaloniki, Greece will open a brand new 6-mile subway system this month. It will showcase archaeological discoveries that have been made during construction that held up the project for decades. Key pieces of what's been found will be on display at 13 stations. Richard Cantu, ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5, getting more points from Brooke Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brooke today, and I made the comment, you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brooke was the only other guy in there shooting.
It was a really cool thing
just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and more cloudiness around for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 30s, maybe a little sun late. Mostly cloudy again on Sunday, a high near 40. Chance of rain Sunday night, snow into Monday.
It's 34 right now.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels turns down a Trump cabinet position. Is he lazy or just against divesting? Also, MTG claims subpoena power. Who's she coming after? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You do it, baby, and dance. Because movement is just one of the ways you can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It is the beginning of the weekend. Hey, is it time to put up Christmas ornaments yet? Yes, Sean has the Christmas lights already on surrounding our big monitor here in the screen. You know, we put those up, what, last year or the year before? I keep begging Louise, can we put up the tree now? No. I think, you know, when Halloween is... But I digress. We will have holiday music for you, though. Is it the end of left-leaning news? Is progressive journalism being systematically destroyed? We'll talk about that in a moment, my op-ed today. Also, Pete Hegseth has called for the categorical defeat of the left with a goal of utter annihilation of people like you and me. Say, what? Civil war. Yes, he's talking about civil war. The guy that Donald Trump wants to put in charge of our military. Crazy alert. How does a guy who calls Matt Gaetz quite the stud for having underage sex have a following that includes the likes of Trump? Well, let me scratch my head on that one. In the second hour of our program, remember when it was being reported that Pam Bondi took a bribe from Trump not to prosecute him, or that she was helping out the guys who were, you know, kicking people out of their homes back in 2010. Well, we'll talk about that. Also, it's in the news that the Chinese have hacked Donald Trump's phone. What do they know? Maybe it'll just disorient them. I don't know. We'll get to that in the second hour. Also, geeky science. Denmark is going to tax farts. In the third hour of our program, the Donald Trump of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, was just indicted. Apparently, they didn't hire Orrin Hatch's pick for attorney general. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, the end of left-leaning journalism, left-leaning news, this is, a concern. Have you heard that Comcast is planning to sell MSNBC? We have no idea who's planning to buy it. Might it be Rupert Murdoch? He certainly has the money. Will America's media landscape soon resemble those of Hungary and Russia? You know, without this right-wing media juggernaut, Donald Trump probably wouldn't be president next year and wouldn't have won in 2016. I mean, that said, the progressive media landscape looks like it's about to get a whole lot worse. Comcast, which owns NBC and CNBC, among others, announced this week that they'll be spinning off MSNBC, and the consequences are already showing up. It was announced yesterday that Rachel Maddow just took a $5 million cut in her paycheck, in her annual paycheck. In part, this probably represents belt tightening over at Comcast, but It's also an indication that cable media has become part of this larger collection of what's called legacy media, you know, newspapers, radio, and television stations, and that are being, you know, largely replaced by things like podcasts and online broadcasts and, you know, that sort of thing. The principal analyst and VP of content for the market research company eMarketer told Paul Verna told the Associated Press, the writing is on the wall that the cable TV business is a dwindling business. And the AP noted, he said, is predicting future consolidation of the networks or acquisitions through private equity. Private equity. Well, private equity, you know, like Bain Capital and large media acquisitions have a long history of gutting media properties to increase their profitability. It often includes what a study by Stanford University researchers described as a trend to substitute coverage of local politics for coverage of national politics and use more conservative framing. You recall back in 2003, I wrote the original business plan for what became Air America Radio. It was originally called Anschel Media. Shelley and Anita Drobny out of Chicago funded and, you know, pulled the whole thing together in the beginning with a fellow named John Sinton and me. And, you know, my program, and I was on, you know, we were on over 50 major high-powered radio stations. We leased them from Clear Channel. This program regularly beat Rush Limbaugh on the ratings. And when I was invited to the Obama White House after he got elected, you know, one of the people there from the campaign privately told me that he thought, and, you know, there was a general consensus that Air America helped Obama get elected in 2008. I think that was true. I mean, you know, we covered about 80% of America. That same year, 2008, Mitt Romney's private equity company, Bain Capital, bought Clear Channel. And the following year began reclaiming their stations, taking Air America off and replacing it with sports, so that by 2010, Air America was bankrupt. And by just coincidence, no doubt, that was the year that Mitt Romney, who, you know, one of the owners of Bain Capital, decided that he was going to run for president. Right. So is the same thing going to happen to MSNBC? Inquiring minds want to know. I don't know. Nobody knows right now what's going to happen. I can tell you the talent at MSNBC, at least that I'm hearing from, is nervous. Similarly, and you know, we're not going to know how this is going to play out probably for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Similarly, Republicans in Congress are salivating over Elon Musk's rhetorical war with NPR. He labeled NPR as state-affiliated media on X, and so they stopped posting on X. So then you get this headline from Fox Business, quote, Elon Musk renews calls to defund NPR. Right. Musk, of course, is going to be in charge of where to cut government programs to pay for Donald Trump's $4 trillion tax break for billionaires that he promises he was going to come forward with. Elise Stefanik, although she's off to be a U.N. ambassador next year in all probability, recently tweeted, I will defund NPR, which is nothing new, by the way. The House of Representatives voted this past July to remove all federal funding for NPR. Now, Joe Biden didn't sign it, but, you know, we know that this is what they're thinking. So, you know, right-wing billionaires brought us Fox News, Sinclair, two other web and cable-based right-wing TV channels, nationwide networks of hate radio, which is also now in Spanish, tens of millions of dollars in subsidies to right-wing podcast hosts, and the destruction of about half the nation's local newspapers. Not to mention an entire network of billionaire-funded, hard-right, phony, pink slime newspapers that pop up around the country every election year. There is nothing like this on the left. There is no political equivalent to this, or no media equivalent politically tilted like this on the left. The left-leaning billionaires, Democratic-leaning billionaires, have largely stayed out of the media space ever since Romney took down Air America. The closest that we have is Free Speech TV, which is on Dish, Sling, Roku, Apple TV, and DirecTV, and the Progress Channel on Sirius XM. Both, by the way, carry this program. God bless them. In the print media space, Substack is growing, although they also carry hard-right content, and provides a pretty solid community for progressive publications, you know, like Hartman Report. But that's a drop in a much larger ocean. I mean, even the Washington Post and the New York Times don't come close to the strength of editorial bias found in the Murdoch family's New York Post and Wall Street Journal. There are publications like The New Republic, Mother Jones, The Nation, The Guardian, with solid progressive content, but their funding base is minuscule compared to the right-wing sites. And then, of course, you've got great websites like Raw Story, Common Dreams, Alternate, LA Progressive, Democratic Underground, and Daily Kos. Again, they're all desperate for money all the time. So, you know, what do we do? I mean, the billionaires, right-wing billionaires, continue to support right-wing media. Politico reported that the Heritage Foundation used to give $1 million a year to Sean Hannity and $2 million a year to Rush Limbaugh, just to those two. I used to know a guy who was a kind of a B or C level, you know, right wing host. He was on a couple hundred stations, but none of them were, you know, major stations. There's like three levels of hierarchy among right wing talk show hosts. There's the big national shows, you know, like Dan Bongino and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. And then there's the B list. You know, probably names you would recognize. And then there's the C list. And he was on the C list. And he once told me that, you know, a dozen or so times a year, he'd show up at some random high school and give a speech, you know, just a kind of a civic speech about politics or whatever. And every time he did, he'd get a check for $20,000 to $30,000 for a right-wing foundation. It was just their way of supporting, you know, conservative content, because he was only making $70,000 to $80,000 a year as a host, and so this way they could kick him into the $200,000 to $400,000 a year category. Again, there's literally nothing like that on the left, nothing like that. So, you know, are the progressive billionaires going to step up this time? I don't know. Is MSNBC going to be sold to Rupert Murdoch? I don't know. But I think the next year is going to tell us a hell of a lot about what's going on with the future of progressive media. And in the meantime, we all need to be supporting whatever progressive media we can find. So however you get this show, however you get your news, please support those organizations, whether it's sharing their content, donations, patronizing their advertisers, whatever
it may be. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls on Anything Goes Weekends Daily.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from...
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun, and they're filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take a toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can even improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com, three words, justthrivehealth, and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off site-wide. This stuff really works. I'm telling you from personal experience, justthrivehealth.com. Use the promo code TOM for 20% off.
The voices of reason grow harder to find, but the fight's not over, the battle's not done. We still have the power if we act as one. Can left leaning news be saved today? The truth still matters. Don't let it slip away. Together we can build a brighter way. Can left leaning news be saved today? Today.
So, welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. This is from Charlie Sykes. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the party of family values and Christian virtue. Linda McMahon, this is the headline. Linda McMahon, Trump's education pick, was sued for allegedly enabling sexual abuse of children. Right. Another headline. Ex-nanny accusing RFK Jr. of sexual assault reveals startling new details. It happened so quickly, she said. Police report offers graphic details of sexual assault claim against Hegseth. Right. Hegseth, by the way, has, this is pretty wild, his books, Jonathan Chait writing about this over at The Atlantic, says the man who emerges from the page appears to have sunk deeply into conspiracy theories that are bizarre even by contemporary Republican standards, but have attracted strangely little attention. So here's what he wrote. This is Hegseth writing in his book American Crusade in 2020. He said, the fate of freedom is what's at stake in the 2020 election. The immediate years that follow will, once and for all, determine whether the American experiment in human freedom, the America of our founding, will die, get a national divorce based on irreconcilable cultural and political divisions, or return to its founding principles. The military and police, Hegseth wrote, both, and by the way, he's going to be in charge of the military if Trump has his way, both bastions of freedom-loving patriots will be forced to make a choice. It will not be good. Yes, there will be some form of civil war. Let that sink in. The guy Donald Trump wants to put in charge of our military is proclaiming, apparently enthusiastically, that there, quote, will be some form of civil war. He went on to say that political division could destroy, quote, the only powerful pro-freedom, pro-Christian, pro-Israel army in the world. And he adds, Europe will formally surrender. Meanwhile, Alex Jones is praising Matt Gaetz. Oh, yeah, Matt Gaetz. Hey, he has sex with underage girls and gives them cocaine. Or what? I guess we don't know what the drugs are, but this is what Alex Jones said. I treat women super nice. So does Trump. Women love me. And I mean, so I know what's happening to Gaetz. You know, the women, they say, oh, that guy's so nice. Yeah, I did date him. And yeah, I did have sex with him in a hotel room. And we took ecstasy. And it was me and two other girls. And people are like, damn, Matt Gaetz is quite the stud. And then, you know, again, comparing himself to Gaetz, Alex Jones says, that's it. We're really bad people. We like women. Yeah, I don't think it's liking women that people are being critical of right now. Meanwhile, Pam Bondi, Donald Trump, his replacement for Matt Gaetz, was a registered lobbyist for the government of Qatar when she was with Ballard Partners. The Orlando Sentinel columnist Scott Maxwell writes about how she and New York were both going after Trump University. New York got a $25 million settlement out of Trump. She dropped the charges after she got a $25,000 check from Donald Trump. Yeah. And also, when law firms across the state of Florida were using hundreds of thousands of phony documents to foreclose on homeowners, she basically, or the allegation is by June Clarkson and Teresa Edwards, attorneys who worked for her, that she basically shut down the investigation. After Clarkson and Edwards left, this is from prospect.org. The Florida Attorney General's office never issued another subpoena to any foreclosure mill or associated target. Bondi settled one case with a mill for a paltry $2 million, a small portion of the profits from illegal foreclosures. Other investigations were closed without charges. Top deputies in her office became senior executives at one of the companies that was doing the foreclosures.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Pretty wild stuff. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend right after this. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Bible is coming to some public schools in Texas. The state school board approved granting schools the option of basing lesson plans on the Christian Holy Bible.
The vote by the Texas State Board of Education followed days of debate and refinements from the publishers of a teaching package called Bluebonnet. Critics say the materials refer to Christian Bible stories at the exclusion of other religions. The state school board, which has drifted to the right in recent years, has approved the curriculum for kindergarten through fifth grade starting in the 2025-26 school year. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In his first interview since withdrawing his nomination for Attorney General, former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz told the Charlie Kirk Show, payback for helping oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker last year helped torpedo his nomination. Hyundai and Kia are recalling 208,000 late model electric vehicles. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Timothée Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and more cloudiness around for tomorrow. Highs in the upper 30s, maybe a little sun late. Mostly cloudy again on Sunday, a high near 40. Chance of rain Sunday night, snow into Monday.
It's 34 right now.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
It's Thanksgiving week, and I've got a special guest, Professor Bill Whitford, the named plaintiff in the Supreme Court gerrymandering case out of Wisconsin, joins us. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The sun is shining high. Pick up the phone and give it a try. Got it.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. One last note on Pam Bondi. As Attorney General, of course, she gets to decide who gets prosecuted and who doesn't, something that Trump will be quite gleeful about. And here's Pam Bondi in her own words talking about what she thinks the Attorney General position should be doing.
Something else that's going to happen, Sean, is when Republicans take back the White House, and we will be back in there in 18 months or less, you know what's going to happen? The Department of Justice, the prosecutors will be prosecuted, the bad ones. The investigators will be investigated, because the deep state, last term for President Trump, they were hiding in the shadows. But now they have a spotlight on them, and they can all be investigated, and the House needs to be cleaned out, because now we know who most of them are. There's a record of it, and we can clean House next term. And that's what has to happen.
There you go. Jack Smith, better move back to Holland. Ay, 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 ay. Who would have thought? Sharon in Minneapolis. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm thinking about Christmas and Thanksgiving and all these charities out there that's tugging at our heartstrings to help the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And one organization I think needs to be abolished, or they need to look at their nonprofit status, is Operation Christmas Child with Franklin Graham.
Oh, yeah. Franklin Graham is a hustler. I mean, you know, a multimillionaire hustler at that.
Yes. He gets paid.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, do you know that he gets paid over $850,000 in addition to his evangelistic thing? When he does Operation Christmas Child, he refers to himself as a CEO, not an evangelist.
All right. Yeah. I have no idea how much money he makes, but I know that he's a multimillionaire. And, for me, there's a homeless shelter here in Portland, and I send them money every month and have for years. And, those are the kind of things I think we need to be supporting rather than these, big telescamgelists.
Well, and there are some other better organizations that do better things that benefit the poor, mm-hmm. poor better than Operation Christmas Child, where they're sending them off, like candy and cheap plastic toys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of the little cheap plastic toys that they send to these third world countries, they're sending them back to the countries where the kids are making the toys.
Oh, how weird. How weird. Well, Sharon, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. And yeah, this is a great time to support local charities. And don't just send them money. Show up and help out from time to time, too. Sharon,
yeah.
Sharon,
and
thank
one
you.
Other organization.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, one organization, Healthcare International and World Vision, are much better organizations in helping the poor than Franklin Graham's thing.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out there. Sharon, thank you very much. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Tom. The people in America have the real power. MAGA criminals cheated in 101 different ways to barely win a close election. 90 million people did not vote. The next elections are 2 and 4 years away. We need to start now and get active.
Yep.
And
you're singing my song, Chris.
Contact your elected officials every day to oppose the mega criminals. And three, make the billionaires destroying America, make it cost them money. The people supply this money by buying their products.
Well, I'd just like to see them pay their damn taxes.
You know, I mean. Yeah, stop buying their products, stop using X, stop buying Teslas, stop funding fossil fuels by buying gas. You know, you can drive electric, electrify your home.
There you go.
And
I've done all that.
Also, join rights groups, all the rights groups, people's rights, women's rights,
ACLU,
voting rights,
NAACP,
minority rights,
the Southern Poverty Law Center. There's some great organizations out there. Yep.
Save Medicare, save all them kind of.
Yeah, Social groups. Security works. Yep, there's a bunch of them. Chris, thank you. Well said. Philip in Westchester, Illinois. Hey, Philip, what's up?
Yes, sir. Love your show. Thank you. I'm a longtime listener. There's a new hack that happened that's an advance on the HDMI hack, which is the connection that computers have to different devices that they talk over.
To screens, yeah.
Right. But there's a newer one that is gotten with AI that gets the complete encryption so that you break anything you can intercept. You can do it from across the street unless it's like Faraday cage to Faraday cage.
Yeah.
Or over a secure...
I saw a news article yesterday talking about how the Chinese have, and in fact, I'm going to talk about it in the next hour, not only penetrated all of our telephone systems, but apparently Chinese and Russian spies have been able to hack people from literally from across the street, you know, hacking into their Wi-Fi systems.
And my point is that this is going to necessitate the implementation of a biometric-based identification system of some kind, like iris scan, live iris scan, so you can tell it's not a dead image of an iris, some kind of living, you know, moving iris, right?
Hmm.
Or some other biometric thing that you do. But for every transaction, you're talking about you can't put your card down on the grocery store thing. They can do that from across the street. Anybody they want to target, they've already got you hacked.
Yeah,
you've already been hacked. Yeah, so the name is going to be.
It is pretty extensive, Philip. Thanks for the call, Steve in Park Ridge, Illinois. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. A couple days ago, you had a fascinating conversation with a data scientist, Stephen Spillmore.
Mm-hmm.
Recall that.
I do.
In any event,
I remember it well. It was on Monday.
Monday, okay. In any event, I was able to find his letter to Kamala Harris in Substack,
mm-hmm.
asking her to do a recount in the swing states, and he lays out evidence on how he thinks so-called bullet ballots may have affected the election results.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've called my two senators. I'm lucky I'm Illinois. I called Durbin, Earth, and my rep, Davis. I've also resorted for the first time writing my senators.
Mm-hmm.
It was real easy to do. I've never done it before, but you can find online how to directly get in touch with them. And in that, I was able to send the Substack letter,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you couldn't just detail it in all its entirety.
Right.
So I would encourage all to, what I'm first most interested in is where do you think that'll go, if anywhere? Because we have 2 months before the inauguration.
Right.
And if there was foul play, which many of us think there was, Spoonamore is looking at it more than just a hunch, but he's got some actual facts. What do you think about
it? Well,
he
claims he has actual facts. I haven't seen the data behind it. I'm skeptical, number one. Number two, all around the world, we saw a rightward shift, in large part in response to the inflation that followed the pandemic. And inflation always, you know, inflation also followed the pandemic of 1918, 1919. You know, we saw that in the Roaring Twenties. So And every single state, even, you know, not just swing states, saw a shift to the right. So even if Spoonamore was right that in Arizona and in Nevada there were these bullet ballots in a way that might have flipped the election, that wouldn't have changed the outcome of the election. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, Steve. I think it highlights how important it is that we do have periodic spot rechecks, you know, recounts on our elections. And I know some states do this and other states don't. But I would be astonished, A, if Kamala Harris even calls for the recount. There was going to be one in Pennsylvania, but now Bob Casey has conceded that race. So I'm not even sure there's going to be one in Pennsylvania. So we'll see. But I frankly don't think this is going to go anywhere. And frankly, for the reason that it's unlikely, even if there was some evidence and it was verified and proven, that it would not alter the outcome of the election. This election was bought fair and square by right-wing billionaires. And there you go. Steve, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend here on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your call.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. And high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and I'm telling you, I've never seen our dogs go so crazy over dog food ever. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Left us all in pain, Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids. You built a wall of malice where humanity forbids, Mr. Trump. You deport a puppy just for chewing on your lids. You're a bigot, Mr. Trump. A xenophobic mess. From Muslim bands to Charlottesville, you double down no less, Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump. You're a bigot, Mr. Trump. A xenophobic mess. From Muslim bands to Charlottesville, you double down.
51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Will in Depot Bay, Oregon. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing, Tom?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Yeah, I've got a couple things. And they're both highly unlikely, but I thought they were interesting thought experiments. One is that during Biden's last couple months in office, he could actually extradite Trump to Iran to stand trial for the assassination of General Soleimani.
Yeah, ain't going to happen, but it's a nice fantasy.
No, it's not going to happen. Interesting thought. The other is a little more interesting, I think, and that's I'm a strong opponent of the Electoral College for a lot of different reasons. But it has a quirk that I think that if this actual quirk actually were to occur, everyone would be opposed to the Electoral College, and it would be overturned in an instant. And that has to do with you probably know this. Most people probably don't. When you vote for a president, you're actually voting for the electors, not the president himself, the presidential candidate. And in fact, Trump hasn't been elected yet. That doesn't happen until December 17th,
correct,
when the Electoral College meets.
Yep.
And it would only take 23 faithless electors to award the presidentship to Harris and Walz.
Oh, that's interesting. I had forgotten that. You're right. You're right.
As I said, highly unlikely, but actually still in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, there have been faithless electors. I mean, it certainly happened. They've never flipped an election.
but it's not illegal. And I just can't imagine. I mean, you know, the parties typically, electors, according to the Constitution, and this was to make sure that the electors were like impartial and, you know, thoughtful, wise, elder kind of people. They can't be elected officials, but typically they're party officials. You know, they're good, you know, loyal members of the party who've been, you know, toiling in the trenches for years or even decades. And this is their little reward. You know, they get an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C. once every 4 years. So it's pretty unlikely. But that's an interesting point, Will. It's an interesting point. Thanks for calling and making it. I appreciate it. Bob in Minneapolis. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, Tom?
Yeah.
I was just thinking if most of the people are, let's say half of the people are liberal and the other half aren't, wouldn't it make sense to be on over-the-air TV? Because I've cut the cable. I'm an old guy, and my wife and I cut the cable. Mm-hmm. And each of the major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, plus a lot of independent ones, I think they are, Quest and so forth, have programming. And they do have reruns of Gunsmoke and Friends TV. But wouldn't there be enough advertisers to pay for progressive TV on these kinds of channels over the air?
I think that you know, I mean, the lesson of Fox News is interesting. Britt Hume talked about this a number of years ago, and I quoted him in a couple of articles on that. I'd have to go back and find the articles to get the exact quote. But basically what Britt Hume said, and he was there at the very beginning of Fox News, if my recollection is correct, was that Rupert Murdoch lost hundreds of millions of dollars in the first couple of years on Fox News. I mean, it takes a while to build an audience, to establish a toehold in the media. And now, of course, you know, Fox News generates hundreds of millions of dollars in profits every quarter, maybe every month. I haven't been tracking their profitability, but it's huge and has contributed, you know, a lot to the billionaire Murdoch family. So, yeah, it would be conceivable. It would be possible. It would just take, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to start out. And that, I suspect, is not going to be forthcoming. But, you know, I like the way you're thinking. Keep at it. Thank you, Bob. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, we got about a minute. We got a quick one?
Yeah, quick one. I guess... use the filibuster, just like the Republicans did against us, and walk away from the Senate so they don't meet quorum when they try to pass these outrageous bills.
Yeah, the quorum may... What is a quorum a majority in the Senate? I don't know the Senate rules.
I think it's a majority.
Then Democrats won't have the power to deny them a quorum. And frankly, I think that you're going to see John Thune set aside the filibuster. That's my prediction. Well. They don't, you know, I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, should have been done years ago. It certainly should have been done 4 years ago. But
I know,
I don't
like it either, but
Well, actually, Chuck Schumer couldn't get the votes. He tried to set aside the filibuster to pass the For the People Act, and Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin betrayed the Democrats on that and betrayed the entire country, in my opinion. Alfredo, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah.
Good talking to you. We'll be back on the other side of the break. It's you and me all 3 hours here today, picking up your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity,
An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.